Oh, my dear friends and heart dwellers, please don't be frustrated that this is such a short message. It really packs a wallop if you enter into the message and read between the lines of his heart. I know it went straight to my heart. As you all know, I am a Martha by nature, compulsive, perfectionistic, and so caught up in having order in my house. But since he made everything so clear to me, my faults, that is, I've really been trying to change my ways. This morning I woke with a start because Ezekiel was telling me about a bank scam in northern New Mexico. My eyes weren't even open, let alone my brain working. What a sucker punch. It really was. Normally I get up and go straight into prayer since all of my corrections and directions. But this morning, this bank scam kind of jarred me into a different space. And then the volunteer who was supposed to come and help, she didn't show up. And finally, I was so frustrated, I asked the Lord and I heard him say, "She's not coming." So I telephoned her and sure enough, she wasn't coming. And here I was, wasting time on the world again, waiting for someone who doesn't show up. I apologized profusely to him and went straight into worship. By all appearances, I had put the house first again, but he knew my heart, so I came to receive the message with hours in between the communion service. "Okay, Lord, I'm finally here. What would you like to talk about?" And at that point, one of my cats was distracting me. He answered me, "Are you sure you're here?" "I know the cat. I'm feeling a bit spacey." "Jesus, what is on your heart?" "You are," he answered. "Oh, Lord, what have I done this time?" "It's what you haven't done. It's not always bad. Sometimes I'm very happy with you because you are tackling the things that offend me. Is that what this is about?" "It is." Just then another distraction came rushing in and I bit the bait. 5 minutes later, I was again apologizing for letting anyone interrupt us. "I'm sorry, Jesus, you shouldn't compliment me. You see how fickle I am? I made you that way so you can overcome your impulsive, compulsive nature just for me. And then you came alongside of me to help?" "That's right." Tears welled up in my eyes. I so wanted to be on good terms with him and put him first. "Just keep doing everything you can to separate yourself from housework and distractions. Keep pulling away from them. Keep drawing nearer to me. Lord, is there more you want to share? What if that's all I want to give you? Can you accept that? Sometimes the less said, the better. Now go to work on that song." Oh, Lord, it's very touching. He held my head on his heart and I could see teardrops cascading down his cheeks. And he said, "I really needed to see that you love me more than these."